else to do.
You have a list.
Okay, we'll start with the Shiloh. This is the Shiloh I got, and then I thought this would be a good topic for a shiur. Shiloh's like this. If somebody was going through some type of surgery on his throat and was told that he can't speak for a couple of days, and so he can't speak. So the question that they were concerned with was Sfiras HaOmer, that they're not going to be able to count, and will that disrupt the ability to count with a bracha or not? That was the
comment on that.
That was the question.
One of the Rosh Yeshivas in Ishara Torah a number of years ago wasn't able to talk, I think, 2 weeks, anything.
During Sfira time, or just stop. Yeah, so.
Why did the Shaila Dafka in Sfira Toma maybe Kriyat Shema and
yeah, right, you know what I mean? Right, but the thing about all these other things is, so these things, you'll be exempt, whatever. But then
the
next day,
can you continue?
Here is the one mitzvah that is a question of continuing afterwards, even when you're better.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's what makes it more, interesting.
Right.
Shaila. Well. Okay. So that. So.
Can you appoint a shliach to count for you?
Well, shliach. I mean, so the question is. Well, what do you mean, shliach, or do you mean what Rabbi Lehrer said, to just listen to someone else? In other words, normally we assume in mitzvahs, I can't appoint a shliach to do a mitzvah. If chas v'shalom, my arm is not whatever, I can't say, oh, you put on tefillin for me. You right? But the question is, what about, I'll just listen to the chazan for those couple of days or weeks. Oh, so first, it's interesting to note that Svartim lachem machar shashabbos v'yom aviachem esomer tufa sheva shaposos tamimos tiyena. Right? So it has to be tamimos. So the Gemara in Menachos says the following. What does tamimos mean? What does it mean it should be tamimos? So it's interesting that the Gemara says something that we wouldn't have necessarily thought of on our own. If you take a look on page 4, Samach Vava Mer Aleph, the Gemara wants to know the following. Why do we count Sfira at night? We should count Sfira in the daytime. Because Sfira is from the Korban HaOmer. Korbanos are all brought in the daytime. So you should count Sfira in the daytime. Every day we should be counting Sfira. Right? Night should not be the time for counting Sfira. So the Gemara on Samach Vavan Alaf on page 4 here, if you look in the side here, it says Vayikra Chav Gimel, if you, towards the middle of the page, it says, he says the line before that, Yochel Yiktsov Yispor V'yovi Bayom, Talmud Loma Sheva Shabosos Tamimos Tiena, Imosa Yatamotze Sheva Shabosos Tamimos, Pesman Shatam Maskil Libonos Mibo Erif. So the Gemara says that why don't we count in the daytime? Because if you count in the daytime, you won't have a full day. Meaning, when you count, so you count for that day, but it doesn't work retroactively. So if you count in the daytime, so you missed the whole night before, wasn't included in the count. So you count in the daytime, so you're missing that. But if you count at night, so now you have the night, and then you have the day that follows. Then it's tamimus. So you have a shleimus. And so that's the idea of tamimus. The idea of tamimus is that every day should be a complete unit. The hainu, that you should count in at night and not in the day. Because if you count in the day, then you missed like 12 hours of this 24-hour period.
How late at night do you count? How late at night? Let's say you can't
pull up 5
o'clock.
Right.
So they were in the time of the Mikdash, they were kotzer at night as well and sofer at night? Is that what the Gemara is saying?
Right. Everything was at
night.
Everything
itself was at night.
Everything
as well.
So technically speaking, also you're saying if I daven, I come to the 10 o'clock Meir of Minyan, So I already missed a couple hours also. So it's not to me, but at least since you got part of the night and part of the day, then that's enough. In other words, if you look at the top in the Tosfos here, he says that go four lines down. There's opinion Tosfos says that inochanami, maybe you should count at the very beginning of the night, or even better, right before the end of the previous day, right before Shkia, maybe even. So this way, when you count, you'll get a full 24 hours. So that much we're not makpid on. But at least you have, if you have some of the night and the rest of the day, so then you have something enough to be called tamimus. Right, sort of like something like that. But lemaisa, and that's why some explain that mixes yom kukulu is only in the daytime. Chas v'shalom, someone gets up from shiva. Yeah. They get up in the daytime. This way they had the whole night, and they have part of the day. So now it's some type of shleimus.
Mm-hmm.
So Sfiras HaOmer as well. Sfiras HaOmer as well. You should count when? At night. And this way you'll get part of the night. I'm davening at the 10 o'clock minyan. I already missed 2 hours. Okay, that's enough. And in the Hanami, Tosa says that there was an opinion that says that it would be better to mamish count, you know, at the very last moment of the previous day, so this way you'll get a real thing. But
you missed the night and you only counted in the day, it's so tremendous not to make a bracha, and you missed the whole night.
Question, right. What about the first day?
But on a lechatchila level, we want you to at least to get a night and a day. Oh. So, if you look in the bottom of the Tosis, quotes the opinion of the Bahag, the last, he says, Od pasach b'halachas gedolos, on the bottom, so the Bahag was machadish this idea that if you miss a day, you're out. You miss a day, you're out. And that's not in the Gemara. That was his chiddush. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara's idea was only legabe counting at night versus the day. This idea that we all know, that every little kid knows, that if one day you missed, you're out, that was only the Bahag's opinion. And it always marvels me that why we paskin like the Bahag. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch brings that opinion, and it's really a das yochid. You know, you look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. It doesn't have such a halacha that if you miss a day, it's not in the Gemara. The Bahag, that was his svara. It's a svara.
Other Gaonim hold that. Hold something similar.
There might be other. Yeah, there are
like
Gaonim.
The first night that you missed.
Yeah, there are other.
When the Gemara says Mevarchim, is he passing like the Bahag, or are we just being Matver for Osa Adeya? Like the Mishnah Berurah will constantly invoke the Svek Sveika when it comes to Shailos about like.
Right.
The Gemara and Sefchas Paskins that if somebody doesn't know whether or not they counted, right?
Right.
And they can continue, and the Mishnah Berurah explains on the basis of the Svek Sveika.
Right.
So you're just being Matver for the Sheet of Bahag within your Bracha.
Right. We're just machmir for the sheet of the Bahag, but it's a pella that we even machmir for the sheet of the Bahag.
Right.
Yeah, it's a baal and a big brachot.
Right. But it's interesting that, you know, I always said, you look in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, you won't find such a halach, but I'll show you even better. There's a tshuva of the Rambam on page 5. This is a new one. This is the new tshuva of the Rambam.
Machon Yerushalayim.
Yeah, Machon Yerushalayim, Toshin Ayin Vav. Pretty new.
I bought the Chelek out. Did they
this
have
was printed
yet or no?
I think it's the two volumes.
Oh yes, I only have the first volume.
So you know, so he writes like this.
I thought you put the while you published it.
But where's the Arabic? What is this?
This was you look at the footnote. Rav Kapach put this in his book. And he was the one who found this Ksav Yad.
Right?
I mean, it's not clear. He says, Moetz Lichol Atar is Ksav, where exactly it's from. But
it's
he
not
says,
in the Blau edition, you're saying? It's not the...
Yeah. Nishar Rabbeinu, Misha Shachach Lailo Shtei Leilos, Yivarach Vezulosim and Ayom Emelov. The person forgot to count, 1 day, 2 days. So what's the story? So he says, Heishiv Masha Ovat Yev Shalach Zero. Right? As the Rambam says, it's poshut that you should. You know, I didn't daven yesterday, but that doesn't stop me from davening today. I didn't do a mitzvah yesterday, so it doesn't stop me from doing today.
The fact that we make a beracha every night in and of itself is almost a proof against the Bahag.
So right, so he says, no problem. That if whatever night you forgot, you go on, and you can even make a bracha. But it's interesting. So he says, is there any difference then if you forgot and you didn't forget? So it's interesting that he writes that there was a minhag that on the last night of Svira, the minhag was, in the Rambam's time, he said, Hayom Tisha V'arboim Yom, Shehem, what do we say? We say Shehem Sheva Shavuos La'omer. But the minhag of the Rambam was, Hayom Tisha V'arboim Yom, Shehem Sheva Shabosos Mimos.
Nice minhag.
So he says, that word to Mimos you leave out if you forgot.
Interesting.
Yeah, v'yashmit b'layla achron amiris t'mimos v'yishenam t'mimos v'yoma hayoma arboim v'tisha yom shem shiva shavuos ba'omer. But this whole idea that what excited me about this is I always thought, of course, the Rambam didn't hold from that. He never brings it down such a halacha. But not only, but in the tshuva he actually articulates that there's no halacha of that you continue saying with a bracha even if you forgot a whole full day. So this is the question.
Wow.
So
other people couldn't find the Ketav Yad, only Rav Kapha found the Ketav Yad. No, like it's missing. Where to get it from?
I don't know.
It's wild.
Oxford.
It's wild.
But the bottom line is we'd be passing like the Bahag. Like Rabbi Shreyer said, it could be because, you know, I always thought, you know, the Mechaber was Machmir for Sofik Brachos, but I don't know, but why wasn't the Rambam Machmir? Rambam's also of the, you know, there's a Machlokus between Rambam and Tosus with a Brachol Vatola, is it Din Daraisa or Din Darabon? Tosus says if you say Brachol Vatola, it's only an Issa Darabon. I make a Bar Pir Eitz, but I'm not eating any fruit now. So midaraisa, that's okay because it's true. Hashem is bar pri eitz, whether I'm eating an orange now or not. But midrabanan, they said it's not the right thing to do. It's a zilzul. But the Rambam says a baruch levatala is a din daraisa. So the mechaber pasuk like that. But it's interesting that the Rambam himself, in other words, the mechaber out Rambam the Rambam. In other words, because you would think maybe the Rambam himself would have been choishish for. But he held
other than Harambam.
Yeah, but he held
Zaya,
not right. Right. So
doesn't
he doesn't have
the eclectic psak.
Right. He doesn't.
Neurotic chashashot for every shita have today.
You're talking about the Mechaber, okay?
No,
okay.
Does that make it new sexually editorial?
The Mechaber. Which one? The Mechaber is Shayagnon, maybe. But Maran. Listen, there's no question that Maran has a different shita of psak. He has an eclectic shita of psak.
Right.
No question.
Right. Oh. So, but in the end of the day, Acharei Chalos HaKol, we do follow this Bahag, at least Lagabe Disa. I mean, we continue counting, but without a bracha.
So, in this case, like the Bahag, it was copied like 2 years ago. The rabbi forgot one night, and then he's in shul, and they say, can you lead us in sphere?
Right.
So he forgot him, right?
Right.
So, does he have to announce...
Yes.
Beta that he
yes. If he's the Yeresh
HaMayim, yes. Yeah, so some want to say that Kavod Abrius, Kavod Abrius is Doka.
Come on.
If he's an Ashkenazic rabbi. If he's an Ashkenazic rabbi.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Would
you have to be
Choshish
for
the
day?
Make
a
Chalavat
Shalad just
not
right.
There's
a
Chuvah
in the
Shuvah.
Right.
It depends whether you're going to the Bahadi because of Chashash.
So if you take a look on page 3, so the Gemara here in Menachos on page 3, Tadarabon Sfartam Lachem Shreit, his Sfira L'Cholechot V'Echot. That everyone has to have their own Sfira. Yes, Sfira L'Echot, called Echot V'Echot. So there's a Machlokas Achronim, what this means. So, if you look in the Chok Yaakov, and it's on page 6. I didn't bracket it, but it's on the bottom here in the Chok Yaakov. He writes that Shvi Lecha Ve'echa means that you don't say Shomeka Oneh by Sfira Sa'omer. Because everyone has to have their own Sfira. But the Pri Chadash argues with that. The Pri Chadash here on page 9, where the arrow is, he says no, that you could say Sfira Sa'omer, Shomeka Oneh. Yeah, I know. They do have a new printer. Yeah.
Last time you brought us the Friedman edition.
The Friedman edition. Yeah. Why did I bring the Friedman?
The Talman edition.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I basically said that this person should do. He should rely on the Pri Chadash, like Rabbi Lehrer said, and listen to Sfira Sa'omer from the Chazan.
What's the Chiddush going to Pri Chadash of Shetei Sfira
L'Chol Chazan? Oh, Chol Chazan means Bafukei the Bezdin. In other words, by Yovel, last week's this week's Parsha, that the Bezdin counts. You don't count the years of Yovel.
Makes sense.
So I think that's
More pshat. That's
more
pshat.
That's more pshat.
I think they're even next to each other.
So, and Mimela, there's no such thing that there's no Shomeka Oneh by Sfira Sa'omer. So you do have serious, okay? So that's what I said they
like
should
Rashi
do.
Also.
But the question now let me ask you about okay. So that's what I told the guy to do, and the cool.
And then continue making a bracha. Afterwards.
And then continue making a bracha afterwards. Continue making a bracha afterwards. I mean, okay. Now the question is like this: why don't we do this lachatchila every night? In other words. What's the halacha? Normally, we'll see, there's a halacha brought down that if six people are doing a mitzvah together, so should everyone make their own bracha, or should one person make the bracha for everybody? Okay?
The latter.
So...
Well, that's the rabbi. Is that she's the
rabbi?
With
so we'll see. So
rabbi.
Some say... Seems to indicate that one bracha for everybody. That's why if I invite somebody to my Shabbos table, Friday night meal, I don't offer. Do you want to make your own kiddush? No, I'm not so nice. I don't offer. You want to make your own kiddush? You make kiddush. If someone will ask, I won't be. You know, I'll let them do it. But I'm not going to offer. You know, there's one kiddush.
I've never even seen that in my life.
What do you mean? He says to me, he's like, he wants to make kiddush.
Like, yeah, right.
Kiddush would be insulting to the Baal HaRai.
Right, and in Hasidic circles, especially in Ger Hasidim, they dafka every single person. You can plots before you get there. every single person has
special. I remember when Josh Gale and Avi Stark made kiddush, I passed out before.
Right. So if that's the halacha, so then this should be a perfect example of everyone's coming together to do a mitzvah together, and this should be a perfect example that lachatchila we should
yes on the bracha or
on everything
on the sfira itself
everything the bracha the sfira everything well, you should just hear the chazan. And why do we do what we do?
Only for the pre-chazan.
Right. Right, so if you assume, right, it only works with, but and even, even if you don't hold like the pre-chadash, even for the pre-chadash, you still should do it with the bracha. You know the word, right?
Right.
Everyone agrees you can be shomeka oneh on the bracha.
Right.
Not on the sphere
sure.
Is the machlokas.
Sure.
But in Lachorah, we should all do that on the bracha. That's the question.
That's a great question.
So, what's the source of this halacha of doing it together? Well, first, let's see what's the source of that you should do it together. So, it's a Tosefta on page 10 in Brachas. Look on Asarasha you osim esim mitzvahs kolecha vechem v'brach la'atzmo. If everyone's doing different mitzvahs, everyone's going to make their own bracha. Are you osim kula mitzvah achas echon mevarach l'kulon? That's the source of the Tosefta. Echon mevarach l'kulon. So we're going to see the discussion.
What's the context?
So
saying the birkat hamitzvah is one person for everyone.
Right. Everyone to do it together.
Wow. This is not the Lieberman edition, is it? It's so hard to...
Yeah. It's okay. An age thing, Donnie.
Oh.
Genesis,
yeah.
Too big for
so therefore, we'll see, in Shulchan Aruch, this is the discussion. Five people come to... Usually people don't necessarily come to shul at the same time. You know, but if five people come to shul at the same time, and they're all putting on their talus, so... The halacha, according to this Tosefta, should be what?
Right. One person, make
one person should make a bracha, and everyone else should listen. A lot of times
it's like
happens.
Shavuos.
Shavuos morning. Right, that's the one time everyone's there at the same time.
Shavuos. No, but I think that's...
Is there a practical consideration of people not being able to pay attention?
Yeah, so usually, yeah, but one, yeah, I mean, in general, we don't
Kiddush is,
I mean, really, Zimun by Birkas Hamazon is really one person supposed to say the whole thing for everybody.
Yeah.
And we don't, because you space out. Everyone's spacing out.
Yeah.
But one line, Shek Kiddushan, Mususav Zivan, Satif, Batsitsis, or Al Sfiras Omer.
I mean,
not that short.
Yeah,
I mean, even I can do that.
Even, oh. So there is a fascinating machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzitzis on page 11. It says in Hilchos Tzitzis, so mevarach l'satav v'tzitzis im shnayim o shloshim mesatvim betalis ka'achas. So now look what the mechaber says. Kula mevarachim. Everyone can make their own bracha. V'imrotzu echa mevarach v'acherim yonu amen. So the mechaber says you have a choice. You have a choice. You can, you know, five people are there in shul at the same time, all putting on the talis. Have a choice. Either everyone can make their own, or what? Or
one person can do
it. One will do it. So look in the Vilna Gaon. Look in the Vilna Gaon, what he says.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be
so much.
Oh, my God.
I'll be
Yotzei
like Vilna Gaon
Bishamekha. Mashma, look inside. Mashma Midvarav, the Yachid. That everyone, in other words, it's mashpa from the mechaber that everyone has the choice. Valesa, he says. Is that the word? Valesa? He says it's not true. What the mechaber said is not true. The davka echa mevarech lekula mechatchila. He says not true. He's against the Tosefta. He's against the Tosefta. So why is the mechaber pasking against the Tosefta?
And
that's the Vilna.
Asking that way in a funny way, meaning.
You think if you want to do
way,
it, you could do it. Yeah,
it's like optional. What do you mean it's optional? What's the halakha?
Right. In other words, the halakha should be Rovam Hadras Melech. It shouldn't be optional. Oh. So what's the answer to this question of the Mechaber?
Could it be that it's so that sometimes you're by yourself, and sometimes you're.
Well, any mitzvah, sometimes you'll be by yourself, right?
No.
But everyone, there also, everyone has their own. So let's see. So take a look. There's a nice sefer Avnei Choshen here, and the.
Is that the one you
asked? In Yoni Shomer Kona? No. It's not a classic paper.
We were talking about me and
that's something else. Truck driver.
Oh, no. The truck driver was Likute.
Leket
Bahir.
Yeah. He's at page 4 to 12.
Where's he from?
Yeah. He's, I think, Hasidish, if I'm not mistaken. Was he from Muncie, maybe?
Nyman?
Ulam Vimashakashim. Yeah. Kavanah Shoshim Zan Talach Tzechad. So he says like this.
What,
he thinks that the Mechaber understood the Tosefta. Oh, come on. But if you're doing your own separate thing, that wasn't necessarily included in the Tosefta. And that's how the Mechaber...
Is that why some people are mocked to drink from the Kiddush cup that Kiddush was made on, as opposed to, like, pouring their own cup?
No, I mean, there's an Indian to drink from the Kiddush cup. The question is, do you have to drink from that cup that he was holding on, Well, you can...
No, because you want to be part of the actual thing. That's what
you're saying,
right? But
Tosefta doesn't even mention a talit. Yeah. It's just talking in generic terms.
Right, but he's saying that maybe that's only mitzvah achas. Tosefta is talking about mitzvah achas.
One specific one?
So he's saying, well, No, he's doing anything that there's a tziruf, not only that it's the same mitzvah, but mamish.
So,
right, so then you have to do it there. But if it's a separate mitzvah, like your talis and my talis, this is all separate.
That's
so,
not the same.
It's like I'll make Megillah, there's one verse.
So, right, so therefore he thought that that's shot in the. No, so therefore Ramam Hadrashmelech, he says, is only a lechatchil, according to the Mechaber. When you mamish is a tziruf, like for example, he writes, if you're putting up a maket together, it's one maket, it's the same maket, and you're all doing it together, so then you don't have to make
one chapter shom mitzvah
together. Right. So Mamela, but the Vilna Gaon says not that way. The Vilna Gaon says, no, that's talking about I'm doing my tzitzis and you're doing your tzitzis, or my kiddush, your kiddush, everyone's kiddush. It's the same sug mitzvah, so then you have to have one person. So Mamela, by Sfiras Omer, everyone, it's his own personal mitzvah of Sfira. And Mamela, that's.
Right. Yesterday's and tomorrow's and every is still.
Right, but nonetheless, but even Mikra Megillah, everyone's doing their mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So it's everyone's doing their mitzvah of Kiddush. So then the Mechaber might say, then if you want, you have the option of Kol Echad Mevarech
L'Atzmo. It's good for everyone.
Yeah, so. Right, so everyone has their own. Everyone's either having their own Megillah or they're listening, so each one is doing their own thing. But the case of the one talis is different, or the one, then we're all working on the same. It's not my.
If we're all listening to one, like Megillah, like the fact is one actual.
But I'm listening, so it's as if I read it, and it's as if you read it.
Right.
So that's what he's successful. But in the Hanami, I wouldn't be surprised if in the Vilna Gaon, I can't say what the Vilna Gaon, happened in his. I mean, he wasn't really the Rav there, so a lot of things the Vilna Gaon held, he wasn't. The Vilna Gaon didn't get his way until long after he was no longer in this world. He wasn't the Rav of the Shtat, so he had his. He may have been the biggest Gaon for whatever centuries, but when he was alive, he was just learning. He was a private citizen. He wasn't the. So he became
the guy that made a Macha and Shul when everybody.
So in the Hanami, I think the Vilna Gaon would say that when you have Sfiras HaOmer, unless I have to see what he would say about the Pri Chodesh and that. But I don't know if he would necessarily accept the Chok Yaakov. That's a big Kiddush. I think the Pre-Chadish is more Mistaber than the Chok Yaakov. So I think the Vilna Gaon in a Hanami would say that would be the proper way to do. There's the Shalach HaKadosh. The Shalach HaKadosh, most people don't do this either. The Shalach HaKadosh says on the night of Yom Kippur, when we're at Shul, and the Chazan makes Shechiyonu, after Kol Nidre, he says, you shouldn't make your own. Everyone should just listen to the Chazan, make Shechiyanu, and answer Amen.
That's not
most shuls, I don't know. Most shuls I've.
By us, the Rav makes the Shechiyanu for everyone.
Yeah. But the Shalah has a specific gripe on the shuls that have everyone make their own because of Rav Amadus Melech. Okay, just before.
So the Avnei Hoshen is saying. That's pshat in Maran. Mevarech l'tzitzit im shnayim ohad. Talking about kshemitatfim kulam.
No. That's
not
pshat,
like the Rama said.
No. That's pshat in the Tosefta. Maran is the regular way. Okay. That's why he gives you a choice. He doesn't say lechatchila. You really should do brachachan. He doesn't say that. And the only going as a taina. Why didn't you say that? So the Rav Nechoshen answers because the source is the Tosefta, and that's how he learned the Tosefta only Talisechad.
Okay. Is it possible to say that maybe this pertains to the nature of Sfiras HaKamer? Like the way that perhaps we can understand Pri Kodesh, the way I understood the Pri Kodesh, that it's not like a lachem like we have by Lakachtem Lachem Yom Rishon. But we know that Sfiras HaKamer is not a din of Amira the way Kiddush and Abdullah is. It's the mitzvah of counting. So for example, you need to understand the halachas, you could do it Balaz. And you need to understand, Mr. Brewer says, you need to understand the language that you're saying. And even if you do it in Lashon HaKodesh and you don't understand it, you're not Yotze, right? And that's how the Rav understood the Baha. That's the din in Sfira. That's the din in counting. You need to actually have a count. So once you say that that's the case, perhaps the din of Shomea Ka'ona is something that will help when the mitzvah is a formal declaration, like a Kiddush and a Havdalah. When the mitzvah is keeping count, right, it happens to be done Ayidei Amira, but the real mitzvah is having that sequence in mind, keeping that sequential counting going forward. And once you say that, it's a much bigger Kiddush to apply Shomea Ka'ona.
I'll tell you no. So my counter claim to you is like this, that the Shalah HaKadosh says that when a woman is doing the Zayin Nikiyim, she has to count. Hayom Yom Echad, the Zayin Nikiyim. That's the Shalah HaKadosh. We don't do that. So the Noda Behuda says we don't do that. So why does the Noda Behuda explain why we don't do it? He says because the Zayin Nikiyim is just keeping a count.
But
Sfiras HaOmer is more than just keeping a count. It's an articulation.
But can there be that component as well? Again, the fact that we do it.
Yeah,
that
could be it, but in the end, they it says it's a physical articulation of the day, so it's not just keeping count. So if it's keeping count, then,
What about the last point? Or the chiyuv to understand what you're saying, as opposed to Kiddush, where you could just say, for Lashon HaKodesh and you're Yotzei.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I mean, Lamaisa, if a person didn't understand. I would be hard pressed to say he said I didn't know what I was doing the past 10 days. I knew you're supposed to read from here to here, and I did it.
Right.
I don't know. That's maybe a chiddush. Mm-hmm. He knows he's doing
even,
a mitzvah.
Even if you say that, why does that change anything? He's meaning, I have two aspects. I have to have cognition, and I also have to have verbal expression. So verbal expression is taken care of by Shomei Kelman. And my cognition is the same either way.
If you say that you need both, and that one influences the other, right? Right, exactly.
Okay.
Okay,
let me just conclude one mili dagada, and then you can ask any questions you want. The Al-Sheikh writes, it's not in the packet here, but the Al-Sheikh says that the idea of Sheva Shavos Tmimos is like this. The pasuk says, "Yemeshno Sein Abraham Shivim Shana." So a person's life, Baruch Hashem, now it should be much longer, but 70 years. So if you basically the chiyuv of mitzvahs and bezdin shalmala that you're responsible, bezdin shalmala starts when one's 20. That's when he's responsible till 70. So it's 50 years of that average lifespan. The way so Mamela, the Sheva Shavos Tmimos means. It means a completion of life. That's the Al-Sheikh. So, and the Sfarim say Tmimus is also a din in what? Some use it in terms of the idea of using your time to the maximum, but the other idea is Tmimus in terms of the Tmimus of the person. Shleimus. So, you know, there was, as first of being a Balmum. So there's at Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya. So Rav Nissen Alpert was one of the maspidim of Rav Moshe. So he said over, Rav Shechter said this at the translator's course that night, that in last week's Parsha, we read the mumim of the animals, what's called the mum. So on page 15, what are the mumim? Is sarua. What does sarua mean? So says the Rashi, she'echon me'evar of godol mechavero. In other words, if a person has one arm that's much longer than the other, or one eye that's... So, in other words, if you just stop, you're big. So if you're big in everything, so it doesn't look awkward, because proportionately, it's symmetrical, like someone said. So, Mamela, it's not a mum. But if you have one arm or one eye that's... So he says that was the pshat of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He wasn't just a great man in his learning, but in Chesed and Vayin Adam Lachavero, etc., or else you'd be this pagam of Saru. That's what Well, that's what he said. Shachem translates those from Nissen Albert said at the Levaya. And this is the Belzer Rosh Kolo of Pilchas Friedman said al pi derech hadrush that's al derech hadrush on page 14. The pasuk in Kisese lo yabachischa even va even gedolo ktana. So literally, it's referring to the weights that you shouldn't have different size weights with your sheet in the weights. But he said another a beautiful idea, which is the same idea of the saru idea. That is. What are the two evans? The two evans are the two sides of the luchos. The first luchos, the first side of the luchos, Bein Adam L'Malkum, the second Bein Adam L'Karo. So he says you shouldn't have one evan, is gedol, one, in other words, you only put all your stress on Bein Adam. Right, so it should be evan Shleima Vatzedek. The two avonim shouldn't be one gedol uftana. The evan v'evan is Rav Pilchas Friedman from Belz. He said that. And the Saruah, Rav Alpert said that at the Levaya from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And so that's the idea of Tmimus, that you shouldn't be a Saruah, that we should try to, you know, blend, have all our kochos both in both areas, not just where we learn, but we don't do chesed or things like that. We try to strive to have to grow in both areas, and that's the Tmimus, and that's that idea.
Okay.